Then is, quod he, nothing may me displease. Save one thing pricketh in my conscience, the which I will rehearse in your presence. I have, quod he, heard said full year ago, there may no man have perfect blisses too, that is to say, on earth and eke in heaven. For though he keep him from the sin seven and eke from every branch of the tree, yet is there so perfect felicity and so great ease and lust in marriage, that ever I am aghast now in mine age, that I shall lead now so merry a life, so delicate, withouten woe and strife, that I shall have my heaven on earth here. For since that very heaven is bought so dear with tribulation and with great penance, how should I then that live in such pleasance as all wedded men do with their wives come to the bliss where Christ eternal alive is? This is my dread. And you, my brethren tway, assoileth me this question, I you pray. Justinus, which that hated his folly, answered anon right in his japery. And for he would his long tale abridge, he would no authority allege, but said, Sir, so there be no obstacle other than this, God of his high miracle and of his mercy may so for you work, that ere you have your rites of holy church, you may repent of wedded man's life, in which you say there is no woe nor strife. And else, God forbid, but if he sent a wedded man him grace to repent well often rather than a single man. And therefore, sir, the best rede that I can, despair you not, but have in your memory peraunt she may be your purgatory. She may be God's means and God's whip. Then shall your soul up to heaven skip swifter than does an arrow out of a bow. I hope to God hereafter shall you know that there is not so great felicity in marriage, ne never more shall be that shall you let of your salvation, so that you use, as skill is and reason, the lusts of your wife temporally, and that you please her not too amorously, and that you keep you eke from other sin. My tale is done, for my wit is thin. Be not aghast hereof, my brother dear, but let us waden out of this matter.